Year 6, Michael Faraday School, and our geography, we're looking at something very, very vast, very different. So we've moved away from looking at UK, European geography. We are now looking at the Middle East. And I've got three students who are excelling at their work already. So some names first, madam.
Cassia.
Ruby.
Alfie.
Great, so we have Cassia, we have Ruby, and we have Alfie. So Cassia, first of all, the Middle East. Let's try and think, very, very vast area. Can we think of some of the countries that we can find there?
Saudi Arabia, part of Turkey, Syria, Iran, Iraq, Yemen, Oman.
Yeah, that's, I think, a fantastic start. So we can see we have been looking in very, very great detail. Ruby, and so in the Middle East, think about the actual geography itself and the physical geography. How would you describe it as being different to the UK and Europe?
Well, to start, the weather is really different. Over there, since the land is mostly desert, it can reach up to around 50 degrees sometimes. So compared to where we live now, it's much hotter.
And so there's a desert, Alfie, so we've also looked at some of the cultures, some of the people that might live in this kind of area. Who might live in a desert?
Bedouins, hermits, and nomads.
Okay, so that's three distinct different types of maybe cultures. How might a hermit and a nomad be different?
Well, to begin with, a hermit is a person or itself that lives by it, that lives on its own and then goes from different places to places to try and live and speak to other people.
Okay, and we've looked, Cassia, at in particular the city of Jerusalem and some of the religion. So how many main world religions have we found are practiced in Jerusalem?
Three.
Okay, three, and those religions are, please, they are?
Islam, Christianity, and Judaism.
Okay, so Islam, Christianity, and Judaism. And Ruby, we found out also by looking at the religions, maybe some of the conflicts. And so the city of Jerusalem, what has been one of the main historical problems there? Or Alfie, what's been one of the main historical problems and is still ongoing in Jerusalem?
Well, the most historical problem is that people in Jerusalem are fighting to see who's going to rule.
Okay, and we've moved on today, Cassia, to think about Iran, and we've done some research. So from your early work, what kind of facts, information can you maybe share about the country of Iran?
People are hunting for tigers and like killing them, and Iran used to be called Persia, and the people in Iran, they speak Arabic, but they're not really, well, they don't speak Arabic, they speak Farsi, so, and they're not really Arab, so.
Okay, so again, we're looking really at how so many different cultures can coexist in the Middle East and how the countries are very, very different. And we're also, our artwork as well in Year 6 is looking at, we're doing some freehand maps of the Middle East, and we'll do some photos of those. Okay, well, perhaps end there. So thank you to Cassia, Alfie, and Ruby for sharing your Year 6 Middle East thoughts. Yeah, well done. Bye-bye.
Bye.